Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Artists have always been at the forefront of social change. Keith Hatchick, professor of music at the University of the Pacific, chronicles jazz legend Dave Brubeck's contributions to the civil rights movement.
The crusade against racial inequality in the 1950s and 60s brings to mind the names of Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. But musicians of the time waged a lesser-known campaign using music to chip away at racial injustice. Dave Brubeck, a white pianist and bandleader, helped bring jazz to college campuses around the country and audiences around the world. In 1960, the Dave Brubeck Quartet was booked on a tour of Southern universities, but when publicity photos were sent out showing African-American bassist Eugene Wright, 23 of the 25 colleges canceled due to restrictions on black and white musicians performing together. Further, Brubeck and his wife Iola wrote a musical intended for Broadway called The Real Ambassadors. The Brubecks wrote this musical specifically to point out the absurdities of discrimination. Fittingly, it starred Louis Armstrong, another vocal supporter of equal rights. But Brubeck, the top-selling jazz musician of the day, could find no one to produce it. It was performed just once while both he and Armstrong were alive at the 1962 Monterey Jazz Festival. Only recently has it reached a wider audience as Jazz at Lincoln Center and the Detroit Jazz Festival perform the socially conscious musical. Today, 50 years after the signing of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it's important to honor the giants of the civil rights movement and recall the musicians who turned the stage into a soapbox to fight for racial equality.
That was Keith Hatchick of the University of the Pacific. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. ¶¶